North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory joined local officials in Concord Friday in a push to get the General Assembly to reinstate historic preservation tax credits. They expired December 31st. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
A crowd gathered at the Hotel Concord, some holding signs in support of the historic tax credit. McCrory told them the tax credit is a priority and a common sense approach to revitalizing the state's rural and urban areas.
There is nothing more conservative than to give a tax break to an investor who's building something or rebuilding something that will last for generations.
Through the program, private investors received a 20% to 30% tax break when they preserved properties listed on the National Register of Historic Places, that is, until it expired. Concord Mayor Scott Padgett described his city as the poster child for the historic tax credit. Many historic homes in the quaint downtown area have been renovated through the program, and developers are turning an old downtown furniture store into loft apartments.
15 years ago, downtown was a ghost town, and now we've got a very low vacancy rate. None of that could have happened without historic tax credits.
State lawmakers let the tax credit program expire as part of a larger tax overhaul. State officials say the historic tax program cost the state about $14 million a year. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Concord.